Today is March the 22nd, 2023. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program, and for this school year, we have been reading through the New Testament chronologically, praying with you, and drawing closer to Jesus each school day. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy and amazing God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is worthy to be praised. You are our advocate, Lord, and the bountiful blesser, the creator and designer of all things. You're the God of everyone everywhere, even if they don't know. You are our future and our hope. You're gorgeous each new day, and you are here with us right now. Thank you, Lord, for interceding on our behalf. You are the just judge, the key to everything we need today. You're the light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet, mighty and merciful. And without doubt, you are the name above all names, omniscient, personal, and you are the quieter of our souls. You're our Redeemer, our Savior, and the trusted one. You're unique in every way and victorious in your love for us through the blood of Jesus. You have wonder-working powers, and you are the example we long to follow. Your name is Yahweh. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light, and you are the God of Zion. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you for allowing us to come to know you a little better each day through your word. Thank you for allowing us to come into your throne room in prayer, especially prayer over our schools, Lord. We come before you each day as educators who love the children, who have been called by you, and look to you for that strength when it gets hard. Lord, we come to you because you hold all knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Lord, bless us with that ability to be that teacher, that paraprofessional, that administrator, or even that parent who exudes your love. It doesn't come naturally for us, Lord, but we can see that through you, we can be all things that you want us to be. Help us to never forget this high calling of educator. It is a gift, Lord, and it comes with great responsibility. But we have you with us each and every day, everywhere we go. And let us never put ourselves in a position to exclude you. You, Lord, are the gift to the public schools. Let us praise you. Let us pray together. Let us have hope in you and worship you while we're at school. It takes on a different look than you're at church, that's for sure. But Lord, we want to be your representatives, your ambassadors today, and we want to do it well for your sake. And we ask it all because we know that you are the only God, Christ in all. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful new chance to do it well for your sake. We praise you and thank you in the holy name of our King Jesus. Amen. Welcome, my precious friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are reading through the Bible chronologically, and so we are now up to the book of Colossians, and we'll actually complete it today with Colossians 3, chapter 3, and chapter 4. So let's go. The Word of God, Colossians chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these two you once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here, there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. The Word of God, Colossians chapter 3. And now, my friends, we conclude the book. The Word of God, Colossians chapter 4. Masters, treat your bondservants justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards others, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Tychicus will tell you about my activities. He is a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts, and with him Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will tell you of everything that has taken place here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you have received instructions, if he comes to you, welcome him, and Jesus, who is called Justice. These are the only men of the circumcision among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has worked hard for you and for those in Laodicea and Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, greets you, as does Demas. Give my greetings to the brothers at Laodicea and to Nympha and to the church in her home. And when this letter has been read among you, Have it also read in the Church of the Laodiceans, and see that you also read the letter from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, see that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. The Word of God, Colossians chapter 4. Oh, praise God for his holy word and the preservation of it, and getting to know Paul more and more through our Lord Jesus. Let us pray, my friends. To Christ, who is all in all, Lord, we want to walk in wisdom through your word. Remind us of our new selves in you daily. Let our hearts be compassionate, kind, and humble toward the children. We need your comfort and forgiveness. How can we be unforgiving to our colleagues or even our students when you have forgiven us? Whatever we do today at school, Lord, we want to do it not for our administration or others, but for you, knowing that from you we will receive the inheritance of eternal life. We are serving you, Lord, in the public schools. We come to you in steadfast prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving, and we pray today in the hopeful name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, praise God for your faithfulness, my friends, in reading his precious word each and every school day. May he bless you mightily today. And now, dear friends, I want to remind you that we are going to be praying together one more time today, and that's at precisely 1:16 p.m. Yes, a most inconvenient time, but try it. It's pretty exciting to know that you are not alone and that you have hundreds of brothers and sisters across the nation who pause and pray. Today on March 22nd, we're going to be praying to remember that God has promised us a future and a hope. May that be an encouragement to you, my friends, when the hard times come today. And so, dear friends, we pray at 1:16 p.m. because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now, I'd love to bless you with our blessing for this school year from Proverbs 3, verses 3 to 8. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you, dear friends. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.